We met at 9.
We met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Ah, yes? I remember it well.
Memories were selective as dozens of dignitaries gathered to lay former U.S. First Lady Nancy Reagan to rest on March 11th. Former First Lady and current Democratic candidate for president Hillary Clinton shared some revisionist recollections about her predecessor with MSNBC that brought down an avalanche of criticism from the LGBT community.
It may be hard to remember how difficult it was for people to talk about HIV/AIDS back in the 1980s. And because of both President and Mrs. Reagan, in particular Mrs. Reagan, we started a national conversation when before nobody would talk about it, nobody wanted to do anything about it. And, you know, that too is something that I really appreciate with her very effective, low-key advocacy, but it penetrated the public conscience and people began to say, hey, we have to do something about this too.
Guess you just had to have been there. Queer press and social media exploded with responses to Clinton's gaffe from those who remember well how President Reagan notoriously remained silent about AIDS during the first years of the epidemic, and how Mrs. Reagan even rebuffed a personal request for federal action from her friend Rock Hudson. Hudson and some 40,000 other U.S. citizens died while the Reagans were in the White House. Senator Bernie Sanders reacted to the controversy surrounding his rival for the Democratic nomination in an interview with CNN.
I just don't know what she was talking about. In fact, that was a very tragic moment in modern American history. There were many, many people who were dying of AIDS. And in fact, there was demand all over this country for President Reagan to start talking about this terrible tragedy. And yet he refused to talk about it while the AIDS epidemic was sweeping this country. So I'm not quite sure where Secretary Clinton got her information. I'm glad she apologized. But the truth is, it was not President Reagan and Nancy Reagan who were leaders in talking about this issue. Quite the contrary. They refused to allow that discussion to take place. They didn't get involved in it while so many fellow Americans were getting sick and dying.
Clinton's initial reply that she had just misspoken fell flat, and the uproar continued. She then issued a lengthy apology statement featuring a list of policy proposals that she'd initiate as president to address HIV and AIDS. That received high marks from her critics. Sanders later responded with his own AIDS policy statement. Clinton never attempted to explain how a lifelong progressive was simply unaware of how the AIDS crisis unfolded while she was serving as First Lady of Arkansas.
I'm Lucia Chappell.
It warms my heart to know that you remember still the way you do.
Ah, yes. I remember. Well...